the very big pleasure of being joined today by seven-time NASCAR Cup winner and IndyCar rookie Jimmy Johnson. And he's going to talk to us today about ocular allergy. So, Jimmy, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Gretchen.
So I understand that you have ocular allergies and you are starting to treat them. So tell me a bit about how itchy eyes affect your driving.
Oh, man, they affect everyday life, including my profession of driving a race car at 220 miles an hour. And obviously, in that environment, having itchy eyes and allergy symptoms that come with all of that, just they don't work well. And I know all of our professions, our vision is very important, that comes with the job. But with mine, I feel like it's just a bit more important with the speed I'm traveling. And if I have the irritation and swelling and lack of clarity in my eyesight, it makes a big difference on the performance that I have that day. And I started suffering from allergy symptoms in my 20s and have tried everything that I can imagine, but nothing has really helped the itchy eye situation I've had. And recently, Pat A Day has shown up in my life, and their product with their once daily relief at extra strength level has really changed the game for me and has brought so much comfort.
Well, you said that you've had allergies for quite some time and you've tried a bunch of things. What have you gone through? What have you tried in order to get that relief from your ocular allergies?
I just haven't asked the right questions to my physician. But of course, I was surprised when I moved from the West Coast to the East Coast that I had the sickness that wouldn't go away. So I went to my doctor and she's like, "You have seasonal allergies." I said, "Well, I've never had them. So what do you do now? So congratulations. Here's what you need to do. Try these pills, try these sprays." And I've been through them all and I've had success at different points in times for different issues that I've had, but nothing has addressed the eye. And it all makes sense to me now, especially being introduced to Pat A Day's product and treating the problem at the source has been a game changer for me.
Well, tell me a little bit about that. So you're now partnering with Alcon to talk about this. What prompted you to make that move?
Thankfully, my agency that I work with, I've just shared with them all the likes and dislikes I have in my life, including allergy symptoms being an issue. And they were able to find the Alcon folks and understand that this new product was coming out. And actually, not coming out. It'd been out for a long time, but it's now available over the counter. Right. And they have a big marketing campaign wrapped around it. And I'm very fortunate to be a part of the Pat A Day family.
Well, you can help raise awareness, that's for sure, perhaps to people who are following you and what you do, because as you said, driving at that speed, you need to have good vision or the outcome might not be so good.
Very true. And then also just everyday life. I mean, very active myself with the training required with the job and being on my bike, cycling or outside running. Both my daughters are big into riding horses. So we're at the barn quite often and, there's another source for allergy issues. Yep. Right there. So, my active lifestyle on top of my active career, both require me to have my eyes and comfort to come with that.
So you mentioned your daughters and horses. So I understand that, is it one daughter or both daughters who also have ocular allergies?
I'm aware of my youngest just being a sufferer as of now. And they have some seasonal allergy issues as well, but the spring has been exceptionally hard on the Johnson household. And I noticed my seven-year-old, her eyes were so swollen and bloodshot and she couldn't stop rubbing them. And I just received my product from Pat A Day. And I read the label and saw that there wasn't an age requirement for it. And gave her a drop in each eye. And, 10 or 15 minutes later, she's thanking me profusely and so happy that she feels good and she can see again. And I was like, wow, this stuff really does work. And the fact that it works for all ages,
right,
or most ages, is something that's really special too.
So you'll probably need to replenish your supply if your daughter is now needing some as well. And she's not alone. I know that allergies have been particularly bad this year. The pollen counts too have been high. And so that's just something else that we can blame on COVID-19 and the pandemic.
Right.
So what's coming up next for you now that you've got some clear vision, you don't have watery, itchy eyes. So what's coming down the pike for you? What can we see next from you?
So for me, I'm four races into a 17 race schedule that I have for 2021. I'm competing in two different series. One is the IndyCar series that you mentioned. And then there's another series that's based on endurance racing. And it's a four race schedule for me. And I have two more of those left. And then the remaining balance is on the IndyCar schedule and some really, really neat tracks throughout North America, on top of driving some really amazing race cars. So I have a few weeks off, which is nice. In the NASCAR world that I previously lived in, I had no weeks off. And I'm in a nice stretch right now where I'm in week one of 3 weeks off in preparing for my next event in Indianapolis at the Indy GP.
That sounds really exciting. And I'm glad you have a little bit of time off to get some rest and to make sure that your vision is clear, your allergies are under control. Thank you so very much for taking the time to talk with me today, Jimmy, and talk about your experience with allergies and how Pataday is helping you.
Thank you very much.